Okay, I received a, well, I commented on the Nap Chronicles over there, about, apparently he had, you know, like all of us when we're in this, when we're doing polyphasic sleep, we end up, you know, falling off the wagon, whatever, you know, sleeping a long time, and usually, in my case, it's like 2 to 3 hours for, but I can see where I could potentially just end up sleeping an entire day, but usually I got some type of external circumstance that wakes me up for some reason. Anyway, he slept for 10 hours. I mean, it's just funny because, you know, we're all striving to, boom, we get hit there. It's just going to happen to all of us, and I'm sure it's going to happen to me. But yeah, look at it on the whole, like, you know, sleeping, you know, for the whole month or something. What was your average? Sure, one day you may hit it in there, you know, it's not really a big deal. Anyway, I had left a comment. Well, he kind of looks at my side, too, and he knows I make migas, and he's from China, or at least that's where he stays now, China. And getting migas seems to be something kind of hard. And I can understand, because even here in Texas, in South Texas, ordering migas isn't necessarily, you're going to find it at Mexican food restaurants. And some people have told me, because mainly migas is more of a Tex-Mex type thing. Down in Mexico, and some people, they do, I mean, they heard of it too, so, I mean, I'm not really sure about how that all goes, and it kind of, everybody kind of makes it a little bit different, and, you know, one of the first things I like to do when I came to this town was to go to all the restaurants and find who has the best migas. It's just, I just really enjoy that type of food. So he was saying, you know, because he's come to San Antonio, or say Austin, in between San Antonio area, that Texas Hill Country, and he's had this before, and he really likes it. So I went ahead and said, well, you know what, I'll just make some more, and I'll go ahead and make a video. So I am now making the video on how to make migas. And I had already made the migas, and I already ate one, and at least I'll get to eat another one soon. But anyway, so that's what I'm doing now. And I will talk to you guys in about 3 or 4 hours. Hopefully, I'll have all that up and done. And I'll probably put the link in this time slot anyway and all that whenever I get to it. And anyway, I should have it all somewhere listed, not just me talking about it. You guys have a great day, and I'm going to go make a video.